Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It was an incident known around the world as the Murder on Music Row. 1989, country newcomer Sammy Sadler, who was on his way to the top, several critically acclaimed singles, ready to release his first album, was shot during the assassination of then Cashbox magazine chart manager Kevin Hughes. Even though Sammy suffered a near-fatal bullet wound, he was under suspicion during the 13-year investigation, an investigation that would reveal corruption, greed, payola, and murder. Now, 30 years later, the sole survivor is ready to tell his story in his highly anticipated memoir, A Hit with a Bullet. Author, country artist Sammy Sadler, with us on This Week in America. Sammy, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate you having me on this morning.
What a gripping memoir. Let's go back to 7 seconds that would forever change your life. What happened on March 9th, 1989, on Music City's famed 16th Avenue?
Well, Rick, Kevin Hughes and I were together that night coming out of my record company's office, and we were getting in Kevin's car, and I'd sat down to start to reach for the door, and caught something moving out of the corner of my eye, and I looked up, and the guy standing there with a mask and gun pointed at me, and I looked and just saw the gun, and that's all I really saw, and I threw my arms up to cover my head, and that's whenever he shot me. And they said Kevin did a barrel roll out into the street and started running back up 16th Avenue. The guy went after him, and I heard shots, but I didn't know what had happened. But they had told me later that I think one or two of the shots ended up hitting Kevin in the back, and then the guy stood over and shot him twice in the back of the head and run off.
I mentioned you had a near-fatal gunshot wound, multiple surgeries, yet for 13 years you were a person of interest to the police. Why were they interested in you?
Well, Rick, you know, yeah, that night that I got shot, obviously I didn't know how bad I was hurt, but I ended up, I was bleeding to death. He had severed the main artery in my arm, and it ended up, they took me to Vanderbilt, and they operated on me that night 18 hours. And, you know, I can't understand myself why I'm sitting here, you know, bleed to death, got shot myself, and for them to treat me like I had something to do with this or I was involved in this and treat me that way for 13 years, not tell us anything, not let us know anything, I don't know. It still kind of bothers me today, but thank God, you know, he lets us heal, and I've been able to forgive it, but why you would treat somebody that way and make them feel that way after you've done a lie detector test, after you went and been hypnotized and done everything that they've asked you to do, and to still treat you that way and to still make you feel that way, I don't understand it.
In the book, you talk about the investigation and the scandal that was revealed that rocked the music industry. I got a couple minutes left here. Talk about that very briefly, because this was eye-opening to so many people worldwide that this was happening in Nashville.
Well, you know, I'm just a country singer, and I'm just a small town country boy from Texas, Rick. You know, my hometown was probably 1,200 people from where I came from back in the 80s, and you know, I was just a wide eyed country boy wanting to go to Nashville and pursue my music and pursue my dream, just like so many other people.
Yes.
Around the world and around the country. And you know, I had no idea, and you know, I don't really know that even Kevin had an idea whenever he went to Nashville or came to Nashville that payola and things like this exist, and this is how people's careers are made and how people have careers and things go on. I had no idea that this kind of stuff happened and went on. But 30 years later, I hope I'm a little older and a little wiser, and it'll open your eyes to a lot of things.
And the career is back on track. The book has just been released, A Hit with a Bullet. It's available at Amazon, wherever books are sold. Information at SammySadler.com. And I understand you've got an EP, a retrospective EP, that will be released shortly as well.
We do. The book comes out today, like you said, and we have just finished up a new EP, and it'll be coming out sometime soon, so be looking for that. We've got some guest appearances from some of my friends and hit makers of the 90s that'll be on there with us. So everybody be looking for that. And man, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today, Rick.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to be with us on the program. Sammy's got a new team together. He is back. Look for his music. You'll find information at sammysadler.com. Once again, the book out today, A Hit with a Bullet, available at Amazon, wherever books are sold. Sammy, thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you, my friend.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America, back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.